Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to iShowcase Music Podcast. I am here with the lovely Alexandra Beck. Alexandra Beck Music, you can find her on Instagram. We'll talk more about that and how to get in touch with her. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
I am too. We had an issue with our scheduling. East Coast versus West Coast. East Coast rapper versus West Coast rapper. I'm over here. Wait, did you say PSD? Do we say East Coast? What? Are we in Nashville? I was like getting so confused. So anyway, we're here. That's all that matters. And can't wait to talk about you, talk about your brand, talk about your music. What got you to LA? Are you born and raised there? Talk to me.
I am from Canada, actually.
Oh, okay.
I moved out what part? Here to pursue music. So yeah, it was a big change, big move.
What part, and when did you come into the States?
I was born in Saskatchewan. It's kind of like the middle of nowhere in Canada, but it's a small, tight-knit community, and it's really cold. So everyone's just, yeah, really tight-knit because of that. And then I went to school in Vancouver. So then I lived in Vancouver for like 7 years. And then I came out here 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Wow. You don't have a Saskatchewan accent.
Do I not?
No. Like, what's that? What was that Adam Sandler movie? It was one of the funniest comedy scenes ever.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm talking about the guy with the muscles and the abs, and he was from Saskatchewan. You sound nothing like. Do people actually sound like that in your hometown?
I feel like maybe it's because my grandpa was from Northern Ireland. He had like that like soft British accent. He like really influenced how we all talk in my family.
I would guess that you're Canadian. I mean, I don't hear an accent. People say they hear a Southern Maryland accent out of me sometimes.
I hear it. I hear it now that you say
you?
I hear it. I like it.
I've been in Florida for 26 years now. And yeah, but I mean, I, you know what it is? It's funny. When I'm comfortable with talking to certain people, I let my guards down and I'm like, I don't have to be all Mr. MC and blah, 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 whatever. So then it starts coming out and, you know, life is all about being yourself. And being who you truly are, right? So there it is, our accents. So what do you think of LA? That you are not afraid of competition. You are not afraid of anything if you're moving yourself to Los Angeles to live the dream. So kudos for that.
Yeah, I guess at first I didn't realize like how it would be. Everyone here is so good. But then it's like, it's kind of this cool thing where it's like you're in the we're the city of the best of the best, and it makes you get like a lot better. And it, you know, if you can make it here, you can, like the lyric then from like New York song, like you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Yeah. I kind of recently started thinking about that. It's like, you know, artists who come from smaller cities, it's not like they're necessarily getting access and seeing how trends are unfolding like in real time. So yeah, it's definitely made me a lot better. It's made me, you know, think I've always been too nice. My small Saskatchewan upbringing has made me a very like, oh, let's see the best in everybody. But that's definitely not how like the industry works and how everyone thinks. So yeah, it's been like personal life and music wise, a lot of great learning curves.
Well, that's a great attitude to have. And I think, believe it or not, I know you've been here 3 years, but I think the timing of you living there is really good right now. And I'm going to tell you why, because Hollywood is getting cleaned up. It's getting cleaned up. And you can see through the trials and through everything coming to a head with all this craziness that the industry has known about and stayed quiet about. And I just think it's an excellent reset for the music industry, for the movie industry, for the TV industry. I'm so proud to just have iShowcase be right where I am right now, you know? And I think more opportunity for good people is definitely upon us. And
I love that sentiment.
Yeah. I mean, I mean it. I think wholeheartedly. I think good things should happen for good people, and doing it the right way, you shouldn't be penalized for that. And from what I'm gathering and the research I've done and the connections we've made through your PR and through other people, it's just, you seem like you got yourself a nice team around you. And
thank you.
Yeah. And you got some damn dance skills. So before we even start getting into the music, Where did you learn how to dance like that?
Thank you. I mean, I grew up dancing and I kind of, I did ballet, I did hip hop, like I did everything growing up. But then, like in high school, I just got really focused and obsessed with ballet. Did all these exams. I've never done it, but I could teach little kids. I'm qualified to teach little kids classes and probably anyone, but I don't want to do that anymore. But yeah, and then I took a big break from dance during college and probably for like 5 or 6 years. I was like, I've danced so much. Like, let's take a break. And then I moved to LA and I was like, I'll just like take some classes for fun. But I kind of fell back in love with dance being out here. The scene is so cool. It's so amazing. It's so different than back home. Like, when I was doing competitions back home, we'd have one routine and we'd be perfecting it for like 3 months to take it to competition. And that's not how it works here. You learn a routine in a class, and at the end, you're gonna film it because that's how auditions work here for girls who are professional, girls and guys who are professional dancers out here. You learn a routine in an audition, and in 20 minutes, you have to show it to everyone. It
Yeah,
has to
can
be
you retrieve
perfect.
it, right?
So yeah, so that's an example of LA being like, the caliber being higher and like the expectation being higher, skill level and stuff. So makes you better.
It makes you
You
better,
can see.
and I'm impressed that you've been able to stay healthy. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced injuries maybe, or like, because it is a sport. I mean, honestly, it's like playing
Absolutely.
football, and I've known some phenomenal dancers who their dream was to be professionals, and they just got hurt, the back or whatever, they couldn't do it any longer. And the fact that you've had the stamina and the longevity of staying healthy, kudos to you for that as well, because I know it hasn't been easy, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I just stretch a lot. I think stretching is really important. Well, you know that because you talk to lots of football players. Like taking care of your body.
I'm talking about me.
Do
I stretch. I don't, I need to stretch more. I've been on myself about
it. It
it.
feels so good. And then you're like,
It
oh
does.
yeah, my body isn't tight anymore. Like, and then I'm not gonna hurt myself when I'm running or like doing any activity.
Yeah, it's stretching. Honestly, if you don't jog, because I mean, jogging is so bad on your joints, no matter what age you are. I don't care what anybody says. Oh my gosh, I'm going on a squirrel tangent.
No, please do. That's why I used to run a lot and I stopped running because,
Two
I
people
run
have
a
had
little
heart
bit, but
attacks. Two
sorry.
people I know have had heart attacks jogging.
No.
And they ch changed, one of them passed, and the other one, not to depress the interview, but the other one has changed. He just completely changed.
I'm sorry
It's
to hear
his
that.
life. And I'm like, these people were like adamant 5 miles a day and this and that. I'm like, hell with that. I'd rather sit back and drink a bourbon and make sure I stretch. See, so my whole point of the moral of the story is, if you stretch, you really, I mean, or, and go for a brisk walk, I guess I might be sounding a little old people, but I'm in my 50s, so I'm like, go for a walk, get the stretching in,
No,
make
you're
sure you're
right.
hydrated. So many people don't hydrate, and
Yeah,
then you get
for
cramped
sure.
up. And I see you, I see you. And I'm like, believe me. Hand on my heart, I am not one to preach about, being the perfect health specimen of life, but I will agree that stretching is everything. And when you see your music video hit this, yeah, you stretch. You
Yes,
definitely stretch on that
I
thing.
do
Good
stretch.
Lord.
Oh, and funny thing, in the day of the music video, I'm pretty sure I pulled like my glute muscle just like a little bit, but it hurt. And I was like,
Did you
we're
say
only
your
an
glute?
hour into dancing and I have like 4 more hours to go. And it really hurts, but I just have to keep going. That's an example of like why dancers and people get injured, athletes get injured, because it's like, you have to keep performing. It's like, okay, this is game night tonight and I'm not gonna miss it. Or this, I'm performing tonight. I'm not gonna miss it. Like, I'm not
Wait,
gonna
wait, wait.
miss
We got to
it.
jump back. Did you
Oh.
say your glute? Were you being medically professional?
I was being
So you pulled your butt
medically.
cheek in the middle of filming that video is what you're telling the viewers.
Yeah, it really hurt.
That's the most
It really, really hurt.
painful. That is, I mean, I could, we could have fun with this whole conversation, but that is the most painful. Oh my gosh. Or like somebody say hits a stair and you hit your glute on a stair and it becomes like a It's just, you're sore forever. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. How did that happen though? Did you fall? Did somebody
I think
drop
just
you?
dancing a lot, like, and I didn't stretch properly afterwards. It was my fault.
Afterwards, wait, there's your key. So many people think you can only stretch before dancing and or working out. And I've always been told it is more important to stretch after than before. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think you're right. I don't do it nearly as much as I should after. I need to start doing that more.
But the dancers, the other ladies and people that were in that video, they were really in sync. I mean, I could really tell you all practiced, and yeah,
Yeah, we did.
it was interesting. It was
We
interesting
had
for
two
sure.
rehearsals. We had 2 4-hour rehearsals. And then we had filming day. And they're both two of my close friends, Carolina and Tati. And it was like really, really nice because I dance with them every week to bring them in. We're all the same height. Marissa, my choreographer and dance teacher, she was like, "You gotta find girls that are your height." And she was also like, "There's got to be no other blondes because you have to stand out."
No,
So,
that's good advice.
yeah, she was really great at kind of organizing the whole thing. And it was cool because I think her vision is to one day be choreographing music videos for, biggest stars. And it was kind of fun to help her with her journey to, start building her resume for
She just reached her vision without even realizing it. She just choreographed. She choreographed you. She choreographed the music video. I was going to ask. I mean, and these are the things I don't know about you. Are you signed to a label? Are you completely independent? Who produced that video for you and released the album? Are
This
you
one,
doing
I'm
everything on
not
your
signed to a
own? Or
label. I have some different publishing things going on, but yeah, this was self-funded actually, and it was kind of nice because my grandma Diane, she was a very supportive person in my family of
That's
my
my mom's
career.
name.
Really? Oh, special place in her heart, but since
Indeed.
the beginning, like I think other pe members of my family were kind of like, "What the hell?" Like when I told them I wanted to be an artist and I wasn't like gonna go down a different path. Out of love, everyone was like, "Are you sure you want to do this? Maybe you shouldn't." But Grandma Diane was always like, "No, you're really brave. Keep doing it." And yeah, she passed away a little while ago, and
Sorry to
I
hear that.
remember my. Thank you, but I just remember I'm like getting some inheritance from her, and my dad was like, "Well, what do you want to do with this?" And I was like, "I think that this is a good thing to do with this." And yeah, and it feels right because everyone I work with on the team on my team for the music video, I basically really know quite well. So my choreographer, I work with her every Monday. Like I'm gonna go to her class afterwards. The guy who's filming it, he films our class every Monday. They're dating, so they are creating more magic together because they always work together and they're dating. And then, yeah, and the other people I met for the music video. But yeah, that's a little bit of the story behind it. Like I just love dancing. I think that music, my goal with my music too, is to make people feel like they want to dance. Like I want to make party songs. That's one of the dreams with my music. Like I remember when Calvin Harris, he was kind of having his moment, that those songs made me want to dance when I was at a club. And that was,
They still do.
whatever. Sorry?
Feel so good. They still do. Feel so good. I mean, Calvin Harris is a beast. He's Dave Guetta, Calvin Harris, Skrillex, Tiesto. I could go on and on with that
Good.
EDM. Yep.
I love EDM. So yeah, I want to be like that with my music. I want it to be like a moment to be like, okay, I can look back to those days I was partying a lot, and those are the songs I was dancing to, at the club or whatever. That would be a really cool thing if that manifested for me. Yeah,
So
sorry
to
to go on a tangent.
step back on a couple points you made, you have, God bless your grandmother, rest her soul, and
Thank you.
but how awesome is it that she gave you the foundation? Because I think that that is one of the biggest reasons people, when people go to New York or go to LA, they get the city just takes them, and because they don't have any form of a foundation or game plan. They're just, oh, I'm going to do it on a whim. And you got to have a plan. You got to have a, of course, let things organically happen. And, I've just seen a lot. I've been in the business a long time, and for you to have that foundation and to follow your dream, which is exactly what your grandmother wanted you to do and believed in you. I mean, the Canadians are the nicest people ever. So for someone to even question you made me laugh. I was like, that's probably the meanest thing I was ever said to you. Are you sure you want to do this? Canadians are so awful. You know, they're just known for being very, very nice. And
Thank
yeah,
you.
so that, first of all, to touch upon that. Now, the other question I have for you, EDC, is that EDM? Listen to me. I'm out of Orlando, so I'm thinking the Electric Daisy Carnival and then down to Miami. I mean,
I
EDM
almost
is
got to go
huge
there.
in
I'm
Florida.
sad about not
Is
going.
it that big? And I know it's huge in Vegas. Is it that big? Not so big in Nashville. Is it that big in Los Angeles?
I feel like it's big everywhere. It's like bigger. I mean, I feel like it's big everywhere. Maybe it's not as big as Vegas because I was just at a writing camp in Vegas last weekend, and one of our kind of mentors, he used to live in LA and he grew up in LA, and then he lives in Vegas now, and he said it's bigger in Vegas than it is here. He says
It
he's
is.
like every pool party, you go to this blasting. But when I was in London last year,
Oh my
it's
goodness.
huge over there. So, and they love to party over there. Like, they love to party. So,
You got me thinking now because I'm like, and there's different levels of EDM because there's the Calvin Harris we're talking about, which is radio ready, radio edits. You know, the let's throw Rihanna on the song with Calvin. Let's throw the so and so on the song. And then there's the underground just bangers. I mean, even Shaquille O'Neal's out there. There's people that don't even know he plays basketball. He goes by DJ Diesel, and he's doing
Stop.
these festivals, and they only
Shut
know him as
up.
D.
How did I first hear about this now?
You've never heard that Shaq was a DJ?
No, I haven't. Where have
DJ
I been? Under a
Diesel.
rock somewhere?
Google it. It's hysterical. This
That's
dude is
crazy.
however many Hall of Fame and however many rings he has, and there's people in the younger generation that just only know him as a EDM DJ. It's
That's
hysterical.
crazy.
And his 7 foot whatever butt gets up there and just banging. And you know, so it's really come a long, long ways. I think it started, you know, getting real strong in the 90s. I think there's a big market for it still. I think it 2005, 6, 7, 8. And I'm going off of like being, you know, a DJ for so many years, in addition to a musician and producer. You know, I'm going off of when it was most popular for me to play it, for private events, whatever. And mid 2000s, it started cranking strong. And then turn down for what, which it really is an EDM, but DJ Snake came right behind that and just turned the whole thing upside down again, and it became popular again.
Stupid.
So, and then Party Rock Anthem, and it's more top 40, but it has an EDM flair to it. But I think it's time. I think it's
I think
time.
it's
So,
time
what's your game
too.
plan with Hit This? I mean, let tell everybody about the song. I've talked about the video,
Yeah.
but talk to the viewers and tell them.
Hi guys. My game plan. Well, I guess like I wrote it in Vancouver. I wrote it after a night, first night out, pandemic, can drink, talk, and flirt with the opposite sex again. So I wrote that song kind of based on a night out. And then I just like I'm like, this is my best, one of my best songs. And when I moved to LA, I met Dr. Chai, and so he created the vision. The way he created the beat, I think it matches perfectly the vibe. He was like, I want a Kehlani vibe song. So yeah, but I really think it's a song that requires a music video where there's dancing, and I've been dancing a lot, so it's been really amazing to finally meld my two worlds and show this visual side of my artistry. But the next step, I think, for the song is I've been in the works for a few months trying to find someone to create a dance version of the track. So that would be the next version. I also recorded an acoustic version of the song. I'm
I want to
slowly.
hear that. I have not heard that. And I also think your video, I mean, your video could be playing in the clubs right now.
What's your suggestion? What are you
I know
suggesting?
a couple people. I'll make a couple calls. I'll
Oh,
send it right after this interview.
thank
I'll
you,
send it.
Scott.
One of my guys, I can't make any promises. I can't
Yeah.
promise in this business. However,